The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. Faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Hot Money and Death. The Green Hornet strikes again. It was early morning in an outlying district of the city. Two men in overalls lounged on the corner of First Street and River Road and talked in guarded tones.
Hey, look, Spike. What I want to know is, how do you know that armored bank car is going to come into First Street at this end?
The boss don't do nothing without being sure, Tony. You ought to know that by now.
Yeah, but with that detour sign up there...
What makes you so dumb? I've always got to draw a diagram almost before you know what's going on.
So what? I ain't no mind reader. All I'm asking is how do you...
Okay, I'll tip you off. Now look. You see that plank cross bridge over the big ditch the water company made in the street?
I ain't blind.
So you ain't blind. Well, the boss has been trying to figure out how to make a grab for that armored truck, see? Now for weeks he's had it tailed. It always follows the same route, once a week just before banking hours. And today's the day.
I know all that, but you...
But that truck ain't no sardine can, Tony. Well, yesterday afternoon, the boss saw the excavating going on around this corner, and seeing this plank bridge over the ditch into First Street gives him an idea.
I'm all ears.
You ain't kidding.
You and your...
Shut up if you want to hear that dope. Now, before sunup this morning, we come down here and planted a bomb under those planks. Then we swung our detour sign around from where it was on River Road, putting it in front of the plank runway so that no other car'd go over it, see?
Sure, but when the bank truck comes
into sight on River Road on its way from the Federal Reserve to the First Street National, we beat it out, swing that sign back where it was.
But if we can spot the truck, they'll see us moving the detour sign.
What do you think we got on overalls for? If they do notice us, they'll think we're city workmen.
But, holy cats. Then the bank truck goes over the planks and...
Right. That bomb will bust that truck wide open. We move in fast, grab the dough, and light out for our car up in the alley.
Jay Spike, the boss sure knows how to plan things. I bet if he was...
Hold it, Tony. It looks like the armored truck coming now. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Slow down. Take it easy, like we're on the job here.
Yeah.
Grab one end of that detour sign. Pick it up, hidden horse and all.
Right. Hey, we better hurry.
And guys on jobs like this don't hurry. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now swing your end around and set her down.
Hey, Spike, it's almost here. Maybe we better...
Get a hold of yourself and don't muff this job. Now go over and start putting out the red lanterns over there. When that truck goes into the planks, flatten out. Do you get it?
Sure. There they come.
There they go. Now down, Tony, down!
That afternoon, in the office of Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel.
Is that all, Mr. Reed?
No, not quite, Miss Case. Read back the last paragraph I dictated, will you?
Yes, sir. The Sentinel feels that sufficient time has elapsed in which the police could have gathered evidence to put an end to the flagrant disregard of the gambling laws.
Hi, Cassie.
Hello, Axford.
Shall I go on, Mr. Reed? Or has this rude interruption broken your train of thought as it has mine?
Train of thought, she says. All the thoughts she had wouldn't be crowded in the Toonerville trolley, says I.
Oh, I give up.
You might as well. What's new, Axford?
Did you read me story on the robbery, Reed? Wasn't it a beaut?
No, I just skimmed the headlines. What about the robbery?
Reed, being publisher of a big newspaper, you amaze me.
Well, being a publisher of a big newspaper amazes me, too. What about the robbery, as I asked before?
It was an armored truck from the Homer Bank Messenger Service. Blown to bits it was at the corner of First and River Road.
Well, go on.
The two men on the truck weren't killed, but they were hurt bad, Reed.
Well, what about the money, Axford?
The crooks got away with a batch of dough. All in big bills, mind you. They didn't even try to take any bags of currency.
Any clues at all, you know?
Sarge says they haven't a clue of any kind, Reed. Of course, there's one good thing about it, though.
What's that?
The stolen bills are all big ones. New issue. So the Federal Reserve's got the serial numbers of them. The list will come out in the next edition of the paper.
Well, that's a break. If the crooks try to use any of those bills, they'll be spotted.
Sure. That's what Sarge says. Say, Casey, can you really read them funny marks on that pad?
Are you kidding? Why should I write in shorthand if I couldn't read it?
Well, you got me there. Yeah, let's hear you read some of it. Go on.
Go on out of here. Mr. Reed's trying to get out an editorial.
Yeah? What's it about, Reed?
About the gambling that goes on out at Norton's Roadhouse. Well, of course, I can't mention names in the editorial. It's about time the police came through with some evidence.
Reed, I heard Sarge talking about that. The cops had gone out there time and again. When they got into the back rooms, they found nothing but some pool tables there. Blackie Norton's a pretty foxy guy.
So it seems.
Well, it seems to me that someone with a little nerve, someone not in with the police, could go out there and get evidence.
Well, getting in to gamble is one thing, Miss Case. Getting evidence is another. I'd like to know just how much gambling does go on out there.
Huh. You being a playboy and all, why don't you go out there and see for yourself, Reed?
Axford, of all the things to suggest,
I never... Miss Case, that's an idea. Axford, meet me at 5:30 downstairs. You and I are going out to Norton's Roadhouse for an evening of fun.
You mean it, Reed?
Of course. At least I'll find out firsthand just what is going on out there.
Okay, Reed, it's a deal. I'd be waiting at 5:30 downstairs. Hey, now. Norton sure had this place fixed up swanky-like, Reed.
Well, he hasn't held back on expense, actually.
May I have your order, gentlemen?
Tell me, waiter, what time does your first floor show for lunch?
8:30, sir.
Well, it's only 6:30 now. Say, is there any place where we could pass some time before dinner?
We can go over to the bar, sir.
Say, now, maybe that's just
the
thing.
We're not in
the
mood for the bar, waiter. Oh, by the way, will you take this bill and get my friend a couple of good cigars?
Yes, sir.
I'll let you decide just what brand. Oh, I dropped my wallet.
I'll pick it up, sir. Here it is.
Thanks. It's rather bulky.
So I noticed, sir. I'll get the cigars right away.
Leave it to him to notice a fat wallet.
That's why I dropped it, Axford.
You mean you dropped
Quiet.
It?
The waiter's talking to Blackie Norton. They're coming this way.
Well, that's Blackie Norton, is it? I wonder why
Quiet.
He's coming...
Yes, Axford, I hear the floor show here is very good.
I beg your pardon. I overheard you speaking to the waiter a moment ago.
You are Mr. Reed, aren't you?
That's right, Mr. Norton. I was just asking the waiter if
Say
possible...
Say no more, mister. How about a visit to our fun rooms?
Fun rooms?
Sure. Perhaps you'll even come away with a bit of profit. Who knows?
All right. Where do we go?
You can follow me. But your friend will have to wait for you out here.
Hey, now, what's the idea of making
me wait? You won't mind at all. Wait here for me, Axford. I promise not to stay long.
But Reed, I...
Lead the way, Mr. Norton. I'm sure I'll enjoy your fun room.
After Axford had waited impatiently for almost an hour, Britt Reed returned to the table.
Well, Axford, I was afraid you might have walked out on me. Sorry I kept you waiting so long.
Reed, I was just about to go looking for you. You know, you had not... Was there any gambling back in there?
Plenty.
Honest, how much did you lose?
Lose? One. See here?
One of you bucks, eh?
Look again.
I can see all right. Suffering snakes. Those ain't ones at all. They're big bills.
Right. There's about 2,000 here.
Holy crow.
I'll give this to some worthy charity. And at least I've satisfied myself
with
this.
Which one of you guys is named Reed?
Well, that's my name. Why?
Well, Blackie Norton wants to see you in his office. Says for me to show you the way, Mr. Reed.
All right.
I'm coming too. That I am.
Oh, so, brother, the boss said just Mr. Reed, see? And if this guy's Mr. Reed, he don't look like he needs a nursemaid.
See here, if you think you can talk
Axford,
to me...
Don't create a scene in public. As the gentleman suggests, I am able to take care of myself. I won't be long. Wait here.
Yeah, right this way, Mr. Reed.
Right.
Go right in. The boss is waiting.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. Reed. Come on, have a seat.
What do you want to see me about, Norton?
Why, it's really nothing much. I hear you had good luck tonight.
Yes, I did.
Why, I'm glad you did. Now look, Mr. Reed, see those bills stacked on my desk here?
Yes. Well, looks like quite a lot of money.
Yeah, a little over $2,000. Exactly the amount you won tonight in tens and twenties.
Well, that's interesting. But I don't get it.
Well, look, Mr. Reed, I'd rather have you take those small bills and give me back the large ones, if you don't mind.
But I do mind. These are easy to carry in my wallet. And I'd never get those smaller bills either in my wallet or in my pocket. So if you don't mind, I'll keep the bills I have.
I'm afraid you're going to give them up whether you want to or not. I hate to get tough about it, but I don't like...
I'll see here, Norton. I don't...
Now, don't argue, bud. Make the switch like Blackie says or else.
A gun in my back, eh?
Sorry, Reed. But you see how it is.
Well, since you put it that way, I'll exchange the bills. Here you are. Well, I see you take the Daily Sentinel. This must be the...
Put down the bills and quit stalling, mister.
I suppose at this point you tell me this is where I came in.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Reed. Pick up the small bills. They're yours to take. After all, I didn't intend to run away a good customer. But you forced this little bit of byplay. You see, I wanted those big bills for a purpose. Take your winnings by all means.
Thanks. That's white of you. Now, if you'll let this helpmate of yours remove that gun from my back...
Oh, sure, Mr. Reed. It didn't really mean anything, you know. Put that gun away, Spike.
Right. But it'll be right where I can get at it, quick.
I'm sure it will, Spike. Well, thanks for the buggy ride, Norton. See you again sometime.
Sure, sure. Come back whenever you can, Mr. Reed.
I wouldn't miss coming back for the world. Good night.
Later that night, in Britt's apartment, the young publisher paced the floor while Axford sat munching a sandwich which Cato had just brought in.
If the police can get Norton on a gambling charge, perhaps they can... I'll get it, Cato. Hello? Oh, yes, Sergeant Burke. How did you make out? I see. Yes, he's a slick one, all right. Yes, that's right. Well, he'll slip sooner or later. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Did the cops find
Norton's
anything?
Norton's ready for them, Axford. But after what I noticed in his office, we can't give up.
What you noticed in Norton's office, Mr. Britt?
Go ahead, Reed. Tell Cato about it.
Cato, when Norton forced me to return those big bills, well, just as I went to put them on his desk, I saw a sentinel lying there.
What Daily Sentinel paper have to do with bills?
An item caught my eye. It said serial numbers of stolen bills released by bank. I glanced at one of the big bills in my hand and noted the serial number. Later, I found out from the list in the Sentinel that the bill I gave back to Norton was one of the bills stolen from a bank truck this morning.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Now, back to the Green Hornet. Blackie Norton ran a gambling room at his roadhouse, and also that he had some connection with the bank truck robbery. But without direct proof, there was no way to move against the racketeer. And so far, the efforts of the police had proved futile. 2 days after his experience at Norton's place, Britt Reed was in the city room at the Sentinel, talking to Axford and Sergeant Burke.
You say you picked up one of Norton's men for questioning, Sergeant?
Sure. We picked him up for carrying a gun. But it was proved Norton had got him a license to carry it because he handled cash for Norton. I had to let him go.
That Norton's a smart one, all right, Reed. He even went down to cops headquarters himself and complained to the inspector that he's being persecuted.
Did he?
That he did, Mr. Reed.
Did you get orders to lay off?
Well, not exactly. But we did get a tip to go easy until we got something sure to go on. Huh.
Nobody will ever get anything sure against that guy.
Oh, I don't know about that, Axford. Now, if there were only some way to catch him off guard.
Yeah, if we could catch him passing some of that stolen dough.
Wait, that gives me an idea.
What are you thinking of, Reed?
Maybe if enough pressure is brought to bear on Blackie Norton, he'll have to pass some of those stolen bills.
Pressure? What do you mean?
Oh, you just wait and see, Axford. From here on, Norton will really think he's being persecuted. And how?
You say you want to see me?
That's right, Mr. Norton. As fire inspector, I came to tell you I'm giving you 1 week to change your decorations to comply with the fire laws. Also, 1 week to make 2 more exits. Otherwise, you'll be closed down as a fire truck.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I can't make all those
changes. 1 week, Mr. Norton. Good day.
I'm from the health department, Mr. Norton. Our health inspector reports your kitchen is unsanitary. The condition will have to be corrected at once.
Oh, but it'll cost...
The fine is pretty big, Mr. Norton. You'd better comply right away.
We find there was a mistake in the appraisal of your property for tax purposes. Therefore, unless you make up the difference in taxes, you'll be considered in arrears as of today. Don't put it off, Mr. Norton.
I'm from the OPA. We've had a complaint that you've been selling your liquor above ceiling price.
Furthermore, you must have fire escapes and also put fire extinguishers throughout, Mr. Norton.
We find you haven't paid your personal property tax, Mr. Norton.
Money, money, money. Spike, they're driving me crazy.
Well, what's behind it all, Blanky? Why are they picking on you?
I don't know. Somebody's putting the heat on. I'm almost down to rock bottom. About all I've got left is that hot dough from the bank truck job. If I try to pass any of that, I'm a goner. But I have to work something out, somehow. It has to be soon.
That night, Britt Reed was in his apartment talking to Cato, his faithful Filipino valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet.
Well, Cato, the pressure I've been putting on Norton is beginning to work. I understand he tried to get a bank loan today.
Will he not get loan, Mr. Britt?
No. I think it's about time to force the issue with Norton tonight.
Will that mean Green Hornet put pressure on Norton, perhaps?
Pressure that will make him show his hand, I hope.
You have plan?
Yes. I've written a little note which we'll leave with Norton first.
Will he meet Green Hornet in person later, maybe?
Right, for the final showdown. Let's go, Cato.
A short time later, Blackie Norton was in his office at the roadhouse, discussing the situation with Spike and Tony.
What a laugh. Here we have over 200 grand in dough that's too hot to use. The place about to go on the rocks.
Can't you use just one of them pills, Blackie?
Don't be a dope, Tony. Using one's as bad as using them all. Be traced right back to us. Now we've got to find some other way out for the time being.
You got any ideas, Blackie? We can't just sit around and let things go to pot.
Hey, maybe we could pull another job, maybe.
Ah, dry up, will you, Tony? Pull another job. With every dick in town tailing us.
He ain't in his right mind half of the time, and when he is, he talks like a halfwit.
Oh, is that so, Mugface? You don't stop flapping the breeze with that kisser of yours,
you'll do what, Lady?
Shut up, both of you. Haven't I got enough trouble without you guys, are you?
Hey, it's a bomb.
Ah, that ain't any bomb. It's a rock with something tied to it.
Pick it up, Spike.
Sure. Hey, look, it's a note.
Give it to me.
What's it say?
Who to it?
Hold your horses a minute, can't you? I know the mess you're in.
Read it out loud.
Behind it. Do you want it? Holy smoke. Listen to this. It says, I know the mess you're in, and I know who's behind it. If you want to make a deal, leave the back door to your office unlocked.
and be there at midnight alone.
Well, what do you know?
It's signed the Green Hornet. There's a seal on it.
The Green Hornet?
Well,
you ain't gonna mix company with that guy, are you, Blackie?
He might be just the guy who could help me out of this mess.
Hey, listen, Blackie, that guy's dynamite. He double-crossed his own grandmother.
Yeah, but I'm not his grandmother, Spike.
Oh, cheap, Blackie, you don't have to tell us that.
You see how smart Tony is? He knows he ain't as the Hornet's grandmother. Wake up.
Forget Tony, Spike. We got plans to make.
What plans?
I'm going to see the Green Hornet at midnight, but I don't trust him. So you and Tony are going to be around just in case.
Nothing doing. I ain't staying here when that...
Take it easy, Tony. You won't be in here.
Where then?
Now listen. See that little picture over there?
Oh, you mean the one you move when you want to see through the peephole into the dining room.
Right. I'll take down that picture. And you can go on the other side of the wall and put the muzzle of your gun through one of those holes while you peek through the other, see?
Oh, sure. I get the drop on the Hornet, but he can't see me. That's okay.
Well, what about me, boss?
You sneak around at midnight, Spike, and be just outside that broken window. If I need help, you'll hear me call for it.
Okay.
Don't either of you do anything unless I give a signal by grabbing my handkerchief. If the Hornet's on the level, you won't have to do anything. You understand?
We got it straight.
Ah, sure. You can count on us, Blackie.
Good. Well, now we'll wait till 12 o'clock and see just what the Green Hornet has to offer.
Quarter of 12, Cato. Keep your eyes peeled while I go in. Blackie Norton's liable to pull a fast one if he gets the least bit suspicious.
Well, I watch closely, Mr. Britt.
I'll make my way around to the back door of the office.
Will you be careful?
I will. What did you tell the police when you phoned?
I follow instructions. You tell police Britt Reed disappear. Suggest Norton have something to do with it. Sergeant Brooks say they investigate right away.
Good. They should reach here a little after midnight. I'll have to work fast. I'll see you later, Cato.
Oh, come on in, Hornet. I'm expecting you.
Good.
I got your note.
What's the deal you have to offer?
I know you pulled that bank truck job. I also know you're in a mess. I'm in position to get rid of that dough for you. And for a 50% cut, I'll deliver the guy who's been putting the pressure on you.
Yeah, right to the point. And maybe you've got something. But first, just to be sure, tell me, who is the guy putting the heat on me and the boys?
Britt Reed, the publisher.
Britt Reed? So that's who's behind it.
Right. Do we make a deal? I'll bring him right here to your office tonight.
How do I know you will?
Show me the dough. Put it here on your desk. And then before I even take it, I'll bring Reed in. I have him outside now.
It's a deal. I'll get the dough to show him.
Why do you go to the bookcase?
You'll see in a minute. Yeah, there it is.
Why the book?
Look.
Oh, very clever. You hollowed out the middle of the pages and hid the money in it.
Right. The cops never thought of opening a copy of Paradise Lost to look for 200 grand in hot dough. Look it over, Hornet.
That's it, all right. Okay, I'll bring Reed in as I promised. But before I do, there's a couple... The police.
So what? Let them come. I'm much smarter than you think, you see. They know you as the Green Hornet. But I know who you really are.
You what?
Only one man could know I really had that hot dough. I thought of that. I've been observing and listening to your voice. The cops will get a surprise when they pull off that mask. But you won't live to know it. I'll pull my handkerchief out like this and...
Oh, yeah? Watch yourself, Norton! Oh.
This way, through the window.
Haven't much time.
Hurry.
Coming.
I find man outside window. He not conscious now.
Good. I noticed a dust mark on the wall in there where a picture had been moved. It saved my life, but it cost Norton his.
Norton dead?
Yes, he was smart, Cato. He found out my true identity just before he was shot.
So sorry for Norton, but dead men not tell tales. Here, car.
Wait. I'm not going.
Not going?
No. I want you to use a little gas on me, Cato, after I remove the Hornet mask. Then you go and leave me here for the police to find. We have to work fast.
Glory.
stolen money's right here. You there, speak up. What happened here?
I didn't mean to shoot Blackie, honest. I was aiming at the Hornet.
Did you hear that, Sarge? The Green Hornet was here, he says.
I can hear, Axford. What do you know about Mr. Reed? What did Norton do with him?
I heard the Hornet say he had Reed outside in his car. He was making a deal with Blackie. Then he and Blackie started arguing in low tones. I couldn't hear what they were saying. Blackie gave me the signal and I shot, but the Hornet jumped out of the way and Blackie got it.
Sarge, it's the Hornet. Getting away with Reed.
Come on. One of you men watch that bird.
Suffering snake, Sarge. He's getting clean away. Somebody groaning. Come on, he's right over there. Point the light down so that... Great saints, it's Reed himself. Reed, speak to me. Reed.
Oh, Axford. I'm glad you got here.
What happened, Mr. Reed?
Norton made a deal with the Hornet to get me.
Sure, but Norton won't bother you anymore. And we got his two partners, together with all the stolen dough. And the Hornet's gone, too.
Reed, you sure had a close shave this night.
Closer than you'll ever know, Axford. Far closer than you'll ever know.
Popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.